But as we go into it more, we'll see it's not as big of a gap as it seems. If we take the Shitas HaRosh and the Rashba, like at face value, we're going to find a tremendous theory in Shulchan Aruch, Halach Shulchan Aruch Paskins. It seemed that the Rosh held that Zeyah is only where you squeeze out the fruit, but if you cook the fruit, that's already not Zeyah, and on that you make the Brocha Haruya, right? Assuming there was no Shini Ligreyusa, you make a Brocha Haruya, you make the Brocha that's proper for that thing. So according to the Rosh, L'chayra means if you cook apples, so that drink would be Hoetz, but Pshutai, right? Just like vegetable soup, Meishlokes, would be Hadome, right? That's the Pashtas. And the Rashba, who says no, he says the reason why Meishlokes has the Brocha of the vegetable is because it's darkon. That's the normal way, that's the Iker Oifen of eating it, this type of vegetables in that way. So, tremendous difference in halacha between these two shitas, right? Especially if you learn it the way I just told it to you. But if you learn it the way I just told it to you, I'm going to show you blatant stiras. Blatant stiras. We started yesterday that Shulchan Aruch seems to hold me I didn't like the Rashba, right? By us. Shulchan Aruch says, brings down the Das HaRashba as the Pasha to Das. Perish Shoran or Bishlon. That would l'chayra fit with the Rashba, right? Unless it's meant dafka to cook, that's the way to eat it, which by the way will have a big problem according to the Rashba on coffee, right? Coffee should be the brocha l'fi da'as Rashba. Nobody has the coffee not cooked, kemat, right? So coffee should not the brocha, should be on the min of coffee. That's a good try. When we finish, we'll see why that's going to have to be clear, right? I would have 50 shilas a day, personally. Yeah? But Lamaise, Shulchan Aruch brings down Das HaRashba Bistama, and then it says, for Rosh Kosav, the Esher, Shinnikos Tamapri, Mevoch Boi Priyaitz. That's the Rosh. And he brings that as a Yeshemim, as Das HaRosh. And Taka the Mishabura says that Mikra didn't we paskin like the first day, like the Rashba. Beautiful. No problem. Sifur Aleph. May Shrias Tzmuki Mutainim. We have a whole problem here. Because here, if you go by the raisins or you go by the dates, so you have a problem, you have to make aloeitz afterwards. It's one of the Shivas Haminim. And if you go by the water, you make a burn of fush. So here we have a problem. What do you have a problem? The Shulchan Aruch just told me that the halacha is like the Rashba. Why do I have a problem? It's a shahakal and a burn of fush. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, agan zesh tukul teira, yirei shamayim, yesh l'stapik. What bracha do you make? Burn of fush? Bracha mein sholesh. It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch now doesn't talk about the bracha rishayna. Pashtus because of Shulchan Aruch, we resolved that already. That was Sif Yud. We already said that the Das Tam is that you make a shakel. We're staying with that. We're not changing the bracha rishayna. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a Yirei Shemayim should make sure to eat from the Shivas Haminim and also drink water, and that way he has no problem. What do you mean? We already paskined in the last simon. The last sif. Done. What's going on? What just happened? Okay. So now it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch has a suffix if the halacha is like the Rosh or the halacha is like the Rashba. That's if you're out. Then you go to Mei Shlokos, and then the Shulchan Aruch sounds completely like the Rosh. It's like, hello, what's going on here? Simon Reishe. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Shar Yerokos, Mevoch Boi Pri Adomo, Vafilu Bishlein. Mevoch Aleim La'achar Bishulom, Ki Bechosom Ohu Yolohem Koidem Shebishol. He'll say this. So now you're going like the Rosh. Das a schizophrenia, was du sagst. First we have the Das Rashba Bistama. And the Das Rosh is like a Yeshayim. And the Mishabur says, Avade, we paskin, Aloch Lamaisi, Shemek Shahakal, by Peres Mevusholim, like the Das Rashba. Unless the only way to eat it is that way. Or Roiv, the Roiv way to eat it is that way. Then it's Sifur Aleph, Reish Beis Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Mesupik. We don't know if the Aloch is like the Rosh or the Aloch is like the Rash. So good, you can make a bar in the Foshes, but what about a Baruch Achroina, if you have Shivas Haminim? So Yerei Shemayim, it almost sounds like if you take Sifur Aleph alone, without anything else, if somebody Taka had cooked fruit, Smukim Bevushalim, he Taka wouldn't make a Baruch Achroina. He can't make a bar in the Foshes because it's a Sofik Shivas Haminim. He can't make Shivas Haminim, it's a Sofik. Sofik Baruch's log. That's the way you would read Sifur Aleph. But I thought you just told me that the halacha is like the Rashba. And then you go to Reish Hay, and all of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch says, vegetable soup, hadoma, like the Rosh. Rashba, Sofek, Rosh. And then there's many other, in the G'dayle Achrein, and many other big sveikis regarding this. Now also, let's take a step back. There's huge chilukim in halacha if you learn the Rosh and Rashba, the simple way to learn them, because you can have cases where you make her eights according to the Rosh, which we just spoke about, if you cook fruit. So according to the Rosh, as long as it wasn't nishtana l'greyusa, as long as it didn't get bad, you'd still keep the bracha, you'd make the eights. According to the Rashba, you'd make a shakel, right? Unless it's the only way to eat it, or the ikr way to eat it. And then, the other way around. If you had a fruit that the derech was to squeeze out this fruit, this is the way to do it. You squeeze out the fruit. Right? So according to the Rashba, you make ha'etz. Because that's the according to the Rashba, the critical point is not if it was cooked or squeezed out. That's according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the pivotal thing here is, did you squeeze it out or did you cook it? If you squeezed it, you didn't get the actual fruit itself, you make a shakel. If you cooked it and you got the tam of the fruit itself, you make ha'etz. So the critical turning point, according to the Rosh, is whether you squeezed it or cooked it. Right? According to the Rashba, the critical point is what's the normal way to eat it. If the normal way to eat it is cooked, well, it's not going.
All time before. Sorry.
Anyway, so it's a huge chiluk in halacha between the Rosh and the Rashba. Huge. According to the Rashba, if you have oranges that were grown to squeeze, okay, so that would be ha'etz. If you have apples, the same thing with apples. If you had apples that were grown, planted to squeeze for the juices, it would be ha'etz. According to the Rosh, it's still going to be a shahakl because it's zeya. Squeezed it out. It's mamish huge chilukim. L'chayr, according to the Rashba, coffee or tea should be like meish lachas. Should make a bracha ruila, make a burpee adoma. Right. Well, hey, it's depending on what it is. So there's huge chilukim. The Shulchan Aruch can't be ambiguous about this. There's huge chilukim in halacha between these different sheets. So we have to get some clarity. Okay, we mamshich tomorrow.